I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. 8 acrobats who were injured in that circus accident over the weekend remain hospitalized in Rhode Island. As you probably heard, the acrobats were suspended, hanging by their hair, when something went wrong and they fell to the ground. The accident reminds us about just how dangerous circus work is, but also just how international the circus world is. The women hurt in that fall were from Brazil, Bulgaria, and Ukraine, as well as the U.S. My next guest is a veteran of the circus world. She's an Australian performer known as Marowa the Amazing. Have you seen this hair hang act, and do you know how it's done?
Yeah, definitely. I actually saw the show a few weeks ago before the accident, so I've seen the actual act. I've always kind of wanted to learn it.
Can you describe just what the act entails?
Yeah, basically you take your hair, which needs to be fairly long to start with, and then you braid it into a particular shape, and a carabiner, which is the type of thing that you would use to hang other circus equipment like a trapeze or silks or anything like that. You actually braid the carabiner into the hair, and then that is in turn connected to whatever's pulling you up into the air.
Did you know any of the performers in the accident?
We've met them. They came to see our show and we went to see their show, but I don't personally know any of those girls. But yeah, we definitely met them all. And they're really, really sweet. I have a friend in London who does the same act, a Korean girl who does a hair suspension. It's an amazing skill.
When you get to the Ringling Brothers kind of Cirque du Soleil level of performance and skill, is it in fact a small global community where everyone kind of knows everybody else?
Yeah, definitely. I always think there's probably 40 performers that I know quite intimately that are, you know, that are all in shows that I work in and that we all see each other around the world. You know, we link up in Sydney and Australia and, you know, Edinburgh Festival and through Europe and then in America and even in Asia. And then there's sort of an extended family of about 400 traveling from place to place, you know, visas for all different countries and, you know, never going back to the same home. It is still traveling. It is a bit like being in a caravan without being in a caravan, with, you know, being in a hotel instead. But we get along, you know. you have to accept everyone's differences, and it's great. It's a really great environment to work in.
Are there ever any linguistic problems, like people don't speak the same circus lingo?
We've got a great setup in our dressing room at the moment. We have two French Canadians who I constantly tease by speaking in Paris-style French, and they get really annoyed that they want me to speak.
Yeah, that's a sore
like
spot.
Which is always amusing. And then we have a German aerialist, and then we have an American clown, but it's always fun.
What are some of the striking cultural differences in the circus world? I mean, you've seen some circus artists in some pretty weird places.
You know, you've got your really hardcore troops that come out of China that are, you know, touring relentlessly in these big stage shows. And then you have, you know, Cirque du Soleil that's got people from all over the world that are like, you know, lots of European gymnasts that have switched from gymnastics into circus. But also there's a circus in New York at the moment, Universe Soul Circus, which is my favorite circus of all time. And yeah, they've got an 8-piece African contortion act at the moment, which is amazing.
What'd you learn from working in China? Like, what kind of tricks did you pick up?
Oh my God, China was insane. Absolutely.
Why?
Insane. We went on a 2-week tour of circus schools, and those kids train harder than anything. We went to one class we were probably in the school for an hour, and there were kids on handstand benches doing handstands that didn't move for the entire time that we were
Wow.
there. For the entire hour, they didn't come down from their handstand. They were just upside down. They train really hard. It's very competitive, you know. It's like they can't have a day off. They just work really hard. But the skills were incredible. We saw a 6-day circus competition in Dalian. There's a tower of chairs in one of the acts that the chairs went up. You couldn't see them. They went up into the ceiling.
No way.
It was just so many. I actually went down to the front of the stage to try and see where they were. It was really mad.
To bring it back to this shocking accident in Rhode Island, do you worry about the safety standards around the world?
Yeah, it's always really, really sad when you hear about something like that. And you don't take for granted, but you forget that there's so many points in every show. You know, there's so much up and down and going up in the air and coming down. And it's kind of amazing that it doesn't happen more often, you know, because there are so many points where, you know, something could go wrong. And it's just that thing you have to really thank and trust and put faith in the riggers that, you know, that the equipment's getting checked over, and, you know, it's going to happen. There are going to be freak accidents, and it's just really sad when it does. And this was just really, really awful, this one. It's just a miracle that no one died. And yeah, grateful for that.
I'll say. Marowa the Amazing, thank you for your time. Great to speak with you.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.